You're going to have to root for the Seahawks without Marshawn Lynch. On Sunday, during the Super Bowl, he tweeted a peace sign along with a photo of some cleats hanging from a wire, which I guess means he's retiring. The Seahawks said goodbye to him on their website. We'll tweet that out right now. We'll tweet Marshawn's tweet at KUOW. Mike Pesca, host of the Gist podcast, how do you rate that farewell?
I, for a second, thought he was saying I can't play football because I can't reach my cleats. They're on this wire.
They're stuck.
But then it dawned on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's cool, and it's in keeping with Lynch, who is a man of few words, at least when required to have words, who spoke with those cleats and with his powerful runs. And, you know, flair, love of Skittles, beast mode. I can understand. I mean, he's a great running back to be a fan of. He gave his all in a game that demands it.
Marshawn Lynch, as you say, refused to answer reporters' dumb questions except to avert financial penalty.
Hey, I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Did Marshawn Lynch start a trend of anti-dumb question activism?
Oh, yes, but he refused to answer good questions. He refused to answer all questions. I think it was a defense mechanism. I think that they were having a great year at the time when he really embraced the laconic nature, and it worked for him. Plus, he had voluble teammates. You know, Richard Sherman certainly will speak enough for 10 people combined. He had plenty of players on offense who would talk, so he wanted to be the guy who didn't talk. It was very hard as a reporter to ever try to crack that nut, but I would watch some videos, some YouTube videos that John Moffitt posted, and he was a former lineman who also retired early, and he would be clowning around in the locker room. And there you saw Lynch's personality. You saw it when he controlled the message, like a lot of players. His personality shined through, and he seemed to be a level-headed, funny guy.
So you asked him good questions.
I was asking him great questions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, cutbacks again. I was getting real technical. I thought that would be a way. But no,
right. Everybody was looking for the way. What's the thing I got to say to Marshawn Lynch that he's going to stop everything? Look me and say, now that's a question.
Exactly.
What does losing him mean for the Seahawks?
Well, Seattle is a team where their offense runs more and is premised on the ground game. Now, their quarterback, Russell Wilson, he is an excellent runner, too, and he also uses his feet to free himself up to throw. It's not going to be as easy as some NFL teams where you could just plug a running back in there, but Lynch was mostly injured and did not play last year, and Seattle still had a good ground attack. So, you know, Lynch played for Buffalo for 4 years, I think, before he came to Seattle. It wasn't that great. He was good. He had good seasons, but it was being in Seattle where he flourished. So this tells me something that people who know the NFL will always tell you, that it's very much a team sport, and that's a cliche. But oftentimes players that we think of great are very much a function of the offense that they play in, and Lynch benefited from the Seahawks offense.
Not Hall of Fame, right?
I think not. I mean, you know, Sean Alexander, another great Seahawk running back, has almost identical numbers and in some ways preferable to Lynch. It's just that Lynch played or had 1,000-yard seasons 5 times, and that's great, and he was a 4-time Pro Bowler. But up, knocking on the door of the Hall of Fame, and he does have favorable stats to some players, if you just look at stats, better than, say, Larry Zonka. And maybe the thing that keeps him out of the Hall of Fame is that Pete Carroll didn't give him the ball on the goal line, because with 2 Super Bowls, I think he has a stronger resume.
Dismissing my childhood hero, Larry Zonka, this is Mike Pesca, host of the Gist podcast from Slate. Last question. Seahawks fans are taking this hard, Mike. We have what seems like a pretty great young guy in the wings, runs like a tank, but we're taking it hard. I guess I'm asking, how many points will we win next year's Super Bowl by?
Well, it depends if Pete Carroll decides to throw on the 1 yard line. The Seahawks had a great year. They rebounded from a poor start, and I think they gave up home field advantage. So if they could get the home field, and if they have teams like Carolina coming up to Seattle, one of the hardest places to play, as I don't have to tell you, yeah, I could see them being one of the Super Bowl favorites. And I just want to give Larry Zonka credit for great facial hair.
Yes, and many, many broken noses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stoicism thereupon. Mike Pesca, host of the Gist podcast from Slate, dispensing hope for the Seahawks along with his just likability. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thanks. I like to think of myself as a Mr. Inside to your Mr. Outside.
Together we got him.